This is Frefin Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori from Doc New York City, and I'm here with the filmmakers of Beck, Jenna Belhumer and Elena Boffetta. Hi, girls. First of all, I would like to congratulate with both of you. Like, being accepted at Doc New York City with your first documentary is really impressive. Doc New York City is the biggest documentary film festival in the city, and it is also an Academy qualified like festival for short films. Your documentary Beck is presented in the section Point of View. Jenna, how did this project and your collaboration with Elena start?
Elena and I were both students at Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism in a documentary filmmaking course in the spring. We decided to partner up together, and I mean, we had a lot of other ideas for subjects that we wanted to explore for the documentary. And then ultimately, we kind of settled on the idea of prisoners and what happens to prisoners after they get out and are back in society. And we were kind of going to focus on, you know, like the things that you always hear about, like issues with housing or struggling with drugs or, you know, struggling to find employment or something like that. But then the more time we spent with Otis, the character in our documentary, the more we found that it wasn't so much those things that he was really struggling with. It was kind of more things that you wouldn't think about in regards to the issues about reentry. So we thought that our doc kind of explores like unique issues that you wouldn't really think about in regards to someone coming out after serving a very long sentence, 40 years in prison.
Elena, where did you find Otis? And his presence is and his soul are palpable. And so where is he coming from?
I met Otis at a center called Exodus, which is a center that helps ex-convicts, former prisoner, transition back into society. It helps them with, computer, finding a job, reconnecting with their family. And I went there and I told them about our idea for the documentary, and they introduced me to this character, and we just sat there, him and I, and talked about why he went to prison and how long he was there and how hard it was to come back. And he was telling me his daily struggles, and he's, yeah, like you were saying, he has he definitely is a character, and he's we just connected right away, and his story was just so compelling that I felt I told Jenna right away, and she was like, yes, this is our character, this is like the person we need for this documentary. So yeah, he was a great guy.
Jenna, the locations are really effective, and immediately in front of the screen we can see the distance between the actual world and the world where Otis was living in the last 40 years. How did you and Elena choose the locations?
The locations within New York?
Yeah.
We didn't really choose any of the locations. It was more a matter of kind of just hanging out with him on a daily basis and kind of just, you know, like going with him on his like what he does on a daily basis, which is, you know, just like normal things like going to the grocery store, like walking on the streets, or like he does his Tai Chi in the mornings. And it was kind of just like the small little things is kind of what our professor kind of advised us, just, you know, like follow him on like the day to day. And that's when like kind of the intricate issues will emerge, which is kind of what ended up happening. So I don't know if it was we like purposely chose any of the locations. It was kind of just, you know, him in New York City, and New York City being what it is, such a crowded, like hectic, kind of overwhelming place. It was interesting to kind of see someone who's been isolated for 40 years in such like, him just even on the subways, even on the buses, it's just a very normal part of New York City life. And I think that's why it was interesting, because having someone who's so removed from that and throwing them into like the craziness of New York and kind of seeing what happens.
Elena, can you talk a little bit about the soundtrack?
Sure. So we wanted to find music. Well, something with the doc that we absolutely wanted music to kind of give the doc a faster pace and moves the story forward. So the way that we decided to do that is that we wanted to match some moments with some emotions. So the first song was a slower song to open up and really show like his struggle. This was a character that was struggling with an issue that so many people cannot relate to. And But then we also like tried to play with it because it's not just a sad movie. I mean, Otis is also like a very joyful and lively character. And so, for example, a scene in Times Square, we decided to use more upbeat music. We did only instrumental, which was, you know, an editorial choice. We didn't. There is very few music that has words in it. And if it does, it's actually music that was in the environment. For example, the supermarket scene, there is, I think it was, I don't remember, it was a pop song. But that was, you know, in the environment. And we kept that because it showed really, you know, the 21st century. So the music was all, like, taken online. We went, you know, to, like, free rights places where we could just download some song from, you know, up-and-coming artists. The music was just there to really match emotions and move the story forward. And, you know, we spent hours and hours going through thousands of songs until we decided to pick the really right one for each single big moment of the documentary.
Jen, after your experience with Otis and this documentary, what do you think about rehabilitation in US?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a topic that's definitely going to become more prevalent right now, especially since in the US in general, there's a push right now, like from the Obama administration, for decreasing the number of prisoners, since, you know, one third of the Justice Department's budget goes to prisoners. And it's a $1 billion industry, the prison system. And it's definitely like overcrowded. People are there, you know, serving 25 year sentences for having marijuana on them. It's just, we imprison the most citizens, even more than China. So it's kind of ridiculous. And then if there is just going to be this push, you know, to like release prisoners to try and lessen the number of people within the U.S. prison system, then, I mean, yeah, there should be a push for that, but then what comes next for these people? And I think that's an issue that's hasn't really been explored yet. I think, yeah, the prison system in general has gotten a lot of attention, but, you know, if we're going to be releasing these people and bringing them back into society, then what? You know, like, what comes next for them? What comes next for someone who's spent decades in jail and, you know, has no job experience, maybe is not very well educated, doesn't have a lot of money, has lost their family ties? What position are they in, and what help do they need in order to become, like, functioning members of society? Not just people like Otis, who are older, people who are coming out, you know, after serving 10 years, who are, you know, who can still contribute to the economy, who can still get jobs, and what happens to these people, and is there programs out there that can help these people? And I think that's an issue that needs to be like explored a bit more, and I think our doc is one element to that explanation, I guess.
Sure, thanks. And Elena, what do you think about this problem after your experience with the documentary?
I certainly think that the reentry programs in the United States need to be I mean, a lot of work needs to be done, and a lot of these people come out after a very extended period of time, like Otis, and absolutely have no idea how to transition back to society, which leads, which, you know, is not something that we explore in our doc, but it leads to people going back to jail because there is a lack of reentry programs, so there is a lot of recidivism. I mean, this experience with, like, an ex-felon, like, this such a close experience with him, and seeing, like, his daily struggling for things that I would never think about that were a problem, that are considered a problem in one's life, it was definitely very eye-opening, and hopefully, especially in the light of this recent news of this big release of prisoner, hopefully some kind of programs are going to be put together. But, I mean, it's something that needs to start in the prisons, I think. For example, like, internet should have started when the internet came out. They should have started introducing it because it's very. I think the problem needs to be fixed in the prison itself. For example, the internet was kind of mind blowing to know that Otis had no idea what the internet was and like how to use it when it's been around for such a long time now. So I think it's something that needs to start in the prison as well as after people are released, and hopefully a change will be made soon.
And Jenna, what's next for you?
I mean, for the movie right now, we're going to be screening it at Doc NYC, obviously, and then hopefully selling it to some kind of online outlet to just get more people to be able to see it. Since it is our first film, I think our main priority right now is just getting it out there so people can see it. and getting it published, since we did spend so much time on it. For me personally, I'm working right now. I'm at the Wall Street Journal in the video department. You know, just working on news, more not documentary type stuff, more videos that kind of go with like daily news and breaking news and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely want to pursue more creative long form work in the future. Maybe start another project on the side. But yeah, that's right now. I think we're going to focus on back until we have everything squared away with it, and then see what happens with the next project.
Okay, thank you. And you, Elena, what about you?
A little bit like Jenna, I'm a fellow with the McClatchy company, and I'm going to work for one of their newspapers, the News Observer, and there I'm going to do a lot of videos and document, like very short documentaries for them. But as far as an individual project, I have a few ideas that I'd like to pursue, even overseas in Europe or maybe the Middle East or Africa. But right now, like as Jenna said, I want to settle back down and make sure that we manage to get it out there, to get as many people as we can to see it, to, you know, really promote it and, you know, have a successful first screening at DocNewsCA. After that, we'll move on to the next project. But yeah, one thing at a time right now.
Thanks a lot to Jenna Bell-Humer and Elena Boffetta, and good luck for the movie. I'm Samantha Sartori from Doc New York City 2015 for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.